Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Va'yera, Week 4, Aliyah 2. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" Genesis 18, verse 17. What does a true friendship involve? Our father Abraham had a magnificent divine visit of three angels. One of them carried the Eternal's name because he represented the Eternal more than the other two. When they got up to leave, Abraham got up too, to set them on their way, which is a very nice gesture that honors one's guests and should be present in a person who walks with the Eternal. On the way, the main angel speaks for himself with an audible voice and reveals what lies in the heart of the Eternal who was in heaven. His words reveal a great truth about what is real friendship. Abraham was the Eternal's friend. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, Isaiah 41, 8. The level of intimacy in their relationship forced the Eternal, in this instance, to reveal what lied in his heart and which were his plans for the cities on the plains. In Amos 3:7, it is written, "For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets." It's true that Abraham was a prophet, Genesis 20, verse 7. But his friendship with the Eternal went beyond that one of a prophet. It was a true friendship. A true friendship involves being totally transparent to each other. A true friendship makes you vulnerable because you open up your most intimate self and reveal the most sensitive areas of your heart, trusting that the other one will not use it to harm you directly or indirectly. A true friendship allows for an honest and respectful correction. A real friendship compels you to tell the other what happens to you, what you think, and how you feel. In a true friendship, what lies inside our innermost being is known. The friendship bond between the Eternal and our Father compelled the Eternal to tell Abraham what he was going to do with Sodom, partly because Lot was there. The friendship that Abraham shared with the Eternal allowed him to challenge him not to destroy the evil cities. In Galatians 4:9, it is written, "But now that you have come to know God, or rather, to be known by God." It is not the same to know the Eternal than to be known by Him. Many wish to know the Eternal, but very few let Him know them. Being known by Him implies to open up completely and let Him review all the areas of your life. Being known by Him means to be willing to be corrected by Him and change behaviors, ways of speaking, and inner attitudes that are not pleasing to Him. Dear disciple of Yeshua, open yourself up completely to the Eternal, so that He seeks with His Spirit within you and reveals all that needs to be changed inside. Allow Him to take control of your soul. Let go of the reins of your life and let Him have them. Allow Him to do whatever He pleases with you. Don't resist His correction. Ask Him for help to really change those areas that you know He doesn't approve of. Tell Him everything that happens to you. Open your heart and deepen your relationship with Him. Let us be known by the Eternal, our Heavenly Father, so that we can also be considered His friends. I wish you blessings in your intimate relationship with the Father and with His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Shalom.